provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Heaven's Gate, and we've looked at so many perspectives on how the heavens are opened and what keeps the heavens opened. And if you, I encourage you to at some point in time when we conclude this series to purchase this series. I believe it's a very now word, a current word, a proceeding word. I mean, that God is a God of order. Not a legalistic God, not a God of just rules and regulations, but a God of order. I know personally, and you probably know too, that there are certain things that couldn't or wouldn't happen in your life until you got certain things in order. You know, even with our attitude, if our attitude's out of order, certain things are held up. Amen. Amen. But when there's a good positive attitude and faith is in operation, there's a flow of things that come. Amen? So today we're going to talk about a well-ordered house. As you see, we're going to talk about a well-ordered house. I always like to say that first God creates, then he sets in order. After he sets in order, then he moves it into motion. God does never put anything into motion that's not in order. It was the rebellion of Lucifer that cause chaos to come and disorder. And so the great battle over the universe is for who will have dominion, who will have control. Amen? And the enemy is the author of all confusion. Everything in heaven is ordered. Amen. I can just imagine where they keep the trumpets. You know, I know there's no dust anywhere. There's no, you know, there's no debris. Is Elder Watson here this morning? No, he'll be in the next service. But he traveled to Rwanda, to Kigali with me. And I've been in a lot of places in Africa, not everywhere, but a lot of places in Africa. And Kigali is the cleanest place, not only in Africa, it's cleaner than the majority of U.S. cities, right in the heart of Africa. No debris. Because of their leadership, they have cleaning weekends where on Saturday everything shuts down in the morning and everyone is out trimming hedges, trimming trees, picking up debris, you know, raking, and there's just no debris. It's an amazing place. But God, again, is a God of order, not a legalistic God, not a God of just rules and regulations, but a God of order. A lot of times God is ordering things in the midst of chaos. It looks chaotic, but God's got it in control. So we want to take a deeper look at the two different type of models that we see in the world today in church, or what we call church. You know, my objective now is to be part of bringing our city together. You know, when you talk about that, you said a mouthful. You know, when you're dealing with all alpha dogs, you know, when everybody's a leader, everybody's anointed, everybody's in control, you know, it has to be God that orchestrates things. You know, leading leaders a lot of times is like trying to herd cats. A feline just gonna do what it want to do. I don't care. You know, this is going to do. Try herding a whole city of them. So one of the things that I'm assured of, if there's going to be any movement, there's got to be a certain order. There's got to be a certain pattern. And what the Bible calls us, what we are in the Bible, we are living stones. Every one of us in here is a living stone. Now, what we must distinguish and what we must balance are what is organizational and what is an organism. Because the body of Christ is not just an organization. It's an organism. It's alive. It's not just something we can legislate and dictate. No, the Holy Spirit is like the wind. He has to have freedom to move. But at the same time, God is a God of order as well. So there's two things going on here. And one, we are responsible for. The other, God is responsible for. And we must be pliable enough in the hands of God to move when God says move. Even when we don't understand it. Even when it messes up our agenda. Say amen real loud. Amen. See, we are creatures of habit. I was sharing in our last service one ministry trip in Haiti. We were with Pastor Lucian and Pastor Caesar, and I was scheduled to speak that night. And the church had no roof. No, we were, it had just these old torn burlap things that were there. Yeah, with holes in them, and it had rained really hard just before the service. And God is my witness, there was about, from the podium up, there's about this much water. And it was surrounding the instruments too. I mean, I was wondering how nobody's just shocked, just electrocuted there. It was water that high. And I mean, the spirit in the place was so filled up with young people, older people. I mean, it was just packed. And the spirit that was on that place was so heavy. I said, well, I don't even feel like preaching. I said, this is crazy. It was just a demonic oppression. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, this is what you do. Have everybody stand up and have them move to a different seat. Seems simple enough. So I told him, the interpreter, he told everybody kind of just smiling and wondering what was going on. But the moment everybody just found another seat, the spirit broke. The spirit that was oppressing broke. See, we are creatures of habit. And sometimes our habits can become ruts to where we are so comfortable. We don't want to do anything any other way. So when God tries to knock on the door, we ain't home. I gave at the office. So we have to be pliable. It's interesting because we have to be made by God. We're not man-made. We're not appointed by man. We have to. Only God can do a work in a person's heart like that, to where you can move when God says move, and be still when God says be still. Even when you don't understand it, when it don't look right, when it don't feel comfortable. See, we are creatures of comfort, creatures of habit, creatures of routine. Nothing wrong with routines. There's a certain discipline we should have. See, there's a balance, because you can't just throw discipline to the wind. Well, I'm just going to wing it. You can't wing it all the time. Wings ain't going to be working. You have to sometime practice, become skillful with things. But there's a balance there. Because sometime in the midst of your skillfulness, Holy Spirit will blow on it and take you in a whole other way that you hadn't been before. And if you don't know him well, you'll back off of it. But see, somebody's breakthrough was in your moving that way. Amen? So we just have to be totally, as they were singing this morning, we have to be totally yielded to the Lord. He's amazing. He'll give you wisdom beyond your teachers. Beyond those that don't know him, you'll have wisdom. Not to gloat in or to boast or make, exalt yourself. But no, you'll just know. You'll understand. Amen? So, we're building. And the two models that we have here are what I call a building model and a blessing model. Here's something interesting. Anytime the saints get together, no matter what and I'm going to get out a little extreme here, no matter what their lifestyle is, anytime gifted people get together, saints get together, there's a blessing. That's how you can see, even in time past, many well-known, I'll say, preachers that fell from grace. They could do a lot of things, you know, woo a crowd, you know, have people, you know, just in a frenzy over things, and yet they were living a crooked or a sinful life. Their gifting was operating. We've seen enough of that, and I believe God is really starting to not only expose but cut that off. Because he wants a bride that's without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. He doesn't want us shady, and you know, the church has had a bad rep, you know, crooked preachers and you know, sinful lifestyles. You know, people look at us, not us, not you, but in time past, look at people and say, if that's God, I don't want him. Amen. Like that Tyler Perry movie, I can do bad all by myself. You know, what I need God for, to sin like you sinning. You know, so God is changing all that. He's preparing a bride for himself, and he's adorning that bride. But now there are things that you and I are responsible for. Tell somebody, you're responsible. Think about that word, responsibility. The ability to respond. See, God gives us grace. Whatever command that he gives to us, he gives us grace to fulfill it. It's just a matter of whether you are willing. Sometimes our ego is in the way. Sometimes we're so people-oriented, we're so men-pleasing that we can't break a loose from. What will so-and-so say? How will they feel? God told you something, and you can't get away from it because you're worried about what people will say about you or how they will feel. No, let me tell somebody, obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Amen. You know, a lot of times when you obey the Lord will even make haters hearts turn toward you, and you obeyed the Lord. See, when the Hebrew boys and Daniel, when they took a stand, had they not taken a stand and compromised everything, the history would have been written differently. But when they took a stand, God turned the heart of the king. He said, there'll be no other God in my domain that will be worshiped beside the God of Daniel. He changed the whole nation because somebody took a stand. You know, I believe it's Galatians 1 and 10 that says, do I seek to persuade men or God? For if I yet please men, I cannot be the servant of God. Think about it. See, many seek the honor of men and not the honor of God. Seeking the honor of God is different. Because, number one, just because you are serving God, just because you love God, you'll be persecuted. People will misunderstand you. Tell somebody, it goes with the territory. So stop trying to get everybody to like you. Get God's favor. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.